The stone was rolled away. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, the first day of the weeks, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. They said among themselves, "Who shall roll away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. Oh, what shining examples of loving devotion and devoted fidelity! Loving devotion and devoted fidelity was demonstrated by these grieving women. Last at the cross, first at the tomb, and oh, so very early in the morning, while it was still dark. Following a night of spice preparation and a dark journey in the misty morning, the grieving, loving hearts came to him, the one they loved so deeply. Oh, hope must have died in their breast as they saw his precious body bound in grave clothes. Hearts must have bled as they watched him laid in the tomb. But faithful love had not died. Anguish of heart replaced their caring ministry of devotion in the very core of their beings, as they remembered the bountiful blessings bestowed from his hand. Oh, messianic expectations had been dashed to pieces in their torn and grieving souls, but they were eager to do all and anything for this beloved one. O believer, no matter how painful the hour, no matter how dark or how grim your circumstances, love never fails. Though expectations fail of their realization, and the blossom of hope falls and dies, still cling to him, the lover of your soul. Remember, our deepest disappointments can often prove to be the richest of blessings in his sweet timing. Only rest in his arms of love. Their perceived messianic hopes were indeed buried never to rise, for they were based on a wrong premise. But true hope in Christ the Lord explodes into true glory of unimaginable joy. A true acceptance of the Father heart of love bursts into inconceivable blessings. It's always so when faith's hope appears to perish through our imperfect understanding. For God exchanges immortal beauty for the ashes of despair. Bring him your best and most precious ministries and humble service, though your heart may ache, as did these dear women so early in the day. Bring him the very finest and richest offerings of loving trust and trusting love, from a sanctified heart of deep devotion, yielded to him no matter what. Bring a broken heart, a contrite spirit, and a life surrendered of uncluttered love for him. How anxious these dear ones must have been as they hurried towards the tomb, or how distressed they must have been as they carried their gifts of love for the lover of their soul. How troubled, as imagination magnified to the impossibility of entering the tomb. How bothered they were by the huge stone barrier that blocked their way to Jesus. But divine love had journeyed ahead of their trembling steps. Godly compassion had gone before and prepared the way. Messengers of God overturned their anxieties. The great stone was rolled away, and the barrier cleared by angelic beings. No obstacle can block or hinder a heart that is overwhelmed with love for him. For he loved us first with an everlasting love, and he pours out his love into each fainting heart. Never face the future worrying about the difficulties that loom like giant mountains ahead. Never fear how you will overcome them. Never wonder what you can do to circumnavigate them. He has gone before and sent his ministering spirits to prepare for you a straight path, a path, however dark, which will lead you into his presence. God opens the door of duty and service for each of us, if we will but step out in faith and quietly move in the direction that he has planned for us. And thine ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Never shrink from the impossible task that litters your Christian pilgrimage. Never despair of the bleak, lonely road that looms ahead. As you step out in faith into the unknown, you will discover he has prepared the way ahead. As you trust your life into his hands, he will show you a way of escape. For there hath no trial taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tried above what you are able. But with the trial also will make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Love and faith combine to always have an advance of angels to roll the stone away. It's told about a person called Minnie Louie Haskins, who was an American lady. She was a lecturer at the London School of Economics, and she wrote as a hobby. In 1908, one of her poems caught the eye of Queen Elizabeth, the late Queen Mother. Elizabeth, the Queen, showed the little piece to her husband, King George the VI. In 1939, he opened his first Christmas broadcast to the nation with Minnie's words. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than a light and safer than a known way. Never allow the obstacles that this world affords to distract you from your life's ministry. Never permit the foolishness of our erstwhile great nation to deter your obedient service. Never allow your heart or spirit to depress at this time, though the world spirals out of control. For he is faithful to go ahead of all circumstances of life to redeem the impossible. Remember, a greater than King George the VI is our sovereign. A greater than Abraham is our father. A greater than Moses is our leader. A greater than David is our King of kings and Lord of lords. A greater than Solomon is our wisdom and strength. God has gone ahead and has prepared the way. God has a plan that he's allowing to be acted out on the world stage today. The tomb is empty. His death and his resurrection combine to complete his work of salvation in the victory of the cross. Christ is risen, a conqueror indeed, and Christ is returning soon to take us to be with himself. Who, gazing on the bloodied, beaten body of the Lord Jesus after he gave up the ghost, who would have thought that his was the greatest victory in the history of time and eternity? Your victory is as sure as his, as you stand and wait and watch in loving, trusting obedience, even as he requires each of us to do.